This is a talk through for the Alexander Technique Active Rest. The daily practice of lying down procedure known as active rest offers a process for undoing holding patterns of excess tension, as well as priming the nervous system to generate coordinations you can apply to being upright. Before you lie down, stand and observe what you notice about your body. This is the before. You will notice an after as well. Have a few paperback books handy to put under your head. Find a space on a carpeted floor. Put the books on the floor. Lie down on your back as simply as possible, with a minimum of adjusting and wriggling about. Seek enough height to the books under your head to prevent your head from tilting back, compressing the back of your neck, or tilting too far forward, compressing your throat. Bend your knees, feet flat on the floor, seeking to place your feet so that you use a minimum of work to balance your legs upright. Rest your hands on your torso. Keep your eyes open as you are developing the ability to be in contact with your body while you are present in your environment. When lying down in a horizontal orientation, gravity is experienced differently than when you are upright. Vertical holding patterns are often more willing to release. The effects of gravity passing through you lying down can renew and refresh, as well as re-educate when combined with conscious thought in the form of inhibition or undoing and preventing excess tension, and direction, giving guidance to optimal patterns in the form of spatial intention. Notice all of the surface areas and points of contact of your body with the floor, including your head on the books. Do not make any adjustments or changes. Don't try to fix anything. Simply notice. Your conscious thought process in this procedure has the ability to affect change. Give your nervous system a chance to learn. Imagine yourself receiving support from the floor at each point of contact. Let your head make full use of the books for support. Allow for slight shifts and changes, but do not willfully make them. Gravity accepted has a wonderful capacity to rebalance. Remember, this procedure is about granting consent and traveling your thoughts, not making something happen. Your imaginative thinking informs the part of your brain that sends out neuromuscular messages. Think of this process as preparatory to putting your ideas into practice when you are upright. Proceed with thinking through your Alexander directions. Let your neck be free and your head go forward and up. Allow your neck to soften, releasing your head into a slight forward tilt, and aim the rear crown of your head upward to the wall behind you. Upward is always in the direction of your head away from your feet. Let your neck be free and your head go forward and up. As you think through your directions, remember to notice your breath filling and emptying three-dimensionally. There is as much movement in the back and sides of your rib basket as in the front. Resist the temptation to tank up. You are looking for quiet breathing. Let your neck be free and your head go forward and up so that your back may lengthen and widen. Imagine, aim, or travel your attention so that your head is thought to lead your spine lengthening, much like the flow of a river current in a headward direction. Let your neck be free and your head go forward and up so that your back may lengthen and widen. To widen, undo narrowing, especially between the shoulder blades and upper back. Imagine your back alternately lengthening and widening, creating a network of support. Let your whole back establish good contact with the floor. Let your neck be free and your head go forward and up so that your back may lengthen and widen. Allow your arms and legs to flow out away from your torso. On your right side, travel your attention, spreading out from the midline through your shoulder girdle, through your shoulder joint, down your upper arm, and sideways out your elbow. Send your thought from your wrist to your elbow, joining elbow away. Allow your hand to stream out away from your wrist through each finger. Allow your wrist to sink and your hand to conform to the contour of your torso. Remember, this is imaginative thinking, not subtle doing. Repeat this for the left arm. Send your thought out from the midline, through the left shoulder girdle, shoulder joint, and down your arm, sideways out your elbow. Follow your attention from your wrist to your elbow, joining elbow away. Allow your hand to stream out away from your wrist through each finger. Allow your wrist to sink and your hand to conform to the contour of your torso. Notice your breath continuing to fill and empty three-dimensionally. On your right side, travel your attention from your hip joint down your thigh and out your knee forward into space toward the sky. Send your thought from your ankle to your knee to join the skyward aim. Allow your heel to drop back and down, and your forefoot to spread into length and width. Repeat this for the left leg. Send your thought from your hip joint, down the thigh, and out your knee, forward into space toward the sky. Send your thought from your ankle to your knee to join the skyward aim. Allow your heel to drop back and down, and your forefoot to spread into length and width. With both knees aiming toward the sky, slowly scan them to the right to about 45 degrees, guiding them through an arced path out in space. Scan them back to vertical. Scan both knees to the left. Return to vertical, continuing to aim skyward. Remember, your head is leading your torso, including your pelvis, lengthening and widening, while your legs stream away from your torso, forward to your knees, and your arms stream sideways out your elbows. Return your attention to your breath. Improve your breathing coordination by extending your exhale with whispered ahs. With a bit of a bright smile behind your eyes, tongue easy on the floor of your mouth, jaw opened a knuckle's width apart, ride the outflow of your breath with an easy whispered ah. Avoid squeezing or pushing out your exhale. Then close your lips and allow your in-breath to drop in without tanking up, ready to ride the next wave of your out-breath. Do a handful of whispered ahs during your active rest. Active rest can be done once or twice daily for 5 to 15 minutes each time. Whispered ahs can be done sitting or standing as well as lying down. In order to make the most of the benefits of active rest, it is important to attend to how you get up from the floor. Here are three variations for standing up. Listen to all three and choose which best suits you. The first option. If you are injured or otherwise in need, roll over on your side, come to sitting, and onto all fours, hands and knees. Crawl to a chair to assist in standing, and clamber up the chair like a toddler, making sure to avoid pulling your head backward. Lead your length with the crown of your head. The second option. Roll over onto your side, come to sitting and onto all fours, hands and knees. Tuck your toes under, back up onto your feet with knees bent, hips toward the ceiling, and unfold your torso from your hip joint, leading your length with your head as you go. The third option. Roll over onto your side, come to sitting and onto all fours, hands and knees. Rise up on your knees. Swing one leg through. Tilt your torso a bit forward, leading with your head, and come to standing. Now bring yourself up from the floor. Once you are upright, pause for a moment and take note of any changes. This before and after self-observation helps to develop kinesthetic awareness and gives you the opportunity to notice your upright ease.